Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
History of impact fees. You have road impact fees based in the late 2000s. They were in effect for about 3 years, and then they were suspended and then repealed. So you haven't really had any impact fees the last 15 years.
Are you laughing, Candy, because you think the song matched with his voice is extra funny?
So sorry, I know that's so funny.
I want your
and what
your
sex
fees.
Impact fees.
I didn't ever catch this guy's name. He was representative of Duncan Associates. He was presenting the Santa Rosa County Commission about impact fees, something which has also sort of started to become a conversation in Escambia County, as Jeff Bragash has often advocated for concurrency. That's where you design around building infrastructure at the same time as the new capacity for that infrastructure, as the new demand of the infrastructure is created, or impact fees, which are designed to, you know, take money from people buying first-time homes and pay for infrastructure costs that go up because you have to have them. Anyway, in Santa Rosa County, they've been working on this for years off and on, lost a lawsuit, and then had to abandon the original ones, and now they're coming back again to look at the issue.
So you can see the single family average fee, if you go with that option, would be just under $2,000 a unit, $1,600 for roads, $200 for parks, and a little over $100 for law.
So roughly $2,000 for a single family dwelling, and there you heard him say $1,600 of that would go to roads, $200 of it would go to parks, and $200 would go for law enforcement, the three different parts of the split out for where that funding would go.
The variation is not huge. But, you know, from less than two, if it's less than 2,000 square feet, it would be 1,900 total. 2,000 to 2,500 basically would be 2,000. Then it can go up to 3,000, it would be 2,100. And then it goes to 2,250 basically for a unit of more than 3,000 square feet.
So you have a so-called progressive or graduated scale, starting at $1,900 for small homes, going up to $2,250 for larger homes based on the square footage of the home. James Calkins, who considers himself a conservative, I don't, but he considers himself a conservative, is arguing that, you know, we don't need new taxes and this is a kind of a tax.
I think that this issue about the impact tax is bad timing. I think there's a lot of military folks, seniors, and kids getting out of school and all that, wanting to buy new homes. And I think we need to be looking for ways of lowering costs, not raising costs.
Okay, so, but if you want to make it cheaper to get into homes, you're going to make more people come and more problems and without funding the infrastructure to take care of them. But when I say I don't think he's a conservative, I don't mean he doesn't hold some conservative views. I mean, it's like a hodgepodge, and there's no, like, underlying structure to tie it all together. Okay, it's more reactionary populist conclusions on certain issues rather than a real underlying theory about what makes for good government. And the basic problem you have here is that you can't want both to solve the infrastructure problem and also to cut the cost to the public. Like, it's going to cost money to solve these problems, and you either allow the problems to persist or you're going to have to collect more money, or you just have to stop spending on something else and spend on this. I mean, you know, you can make that argument too.
I do think that something, you know, a reasonable impact fee, a reasonable amount, which frankly I see the $1,636 average for a single family home appears to be pretty darn reasonable, particularly when you go back to 2005 when they were originally adopted as road impact fees. Single family home at that time was $2,090 if you're in an urban area, or $1,222 if you're in a more rural area of Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, the impact fees were much more before, and of course they had them and then they got away, did away with them. They were very shortly in place and they did away with them during the recession. But even if these were put into place, Santa Rosa County would be the fifth cheapest in the state. We'll come back to that in a second. Candy's back with us. Yay, Candy!
Woohoo, me.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Traffic on the fives.
I'm so glad to be back. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays, and it is usually light this time of day. Oh, it's Monday, isn't it? Yuck. but still light. Highway 29 accident-free from the Atmore cutoff in Molina through Cantonment. 9 mile accident-free, also not showing any delays at all. If you see an accident or a slowdown, have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's really good to have you back.
It's
the people
really
who filled
back.
In for you did great, but we got so many calls and I got so many
so
texts.
Much.
And Candy's coming back, right? Right? Right?
Oh, no, we didn't get into a fight this time where I quit. That was last year. I have on different meds. My husband was sick, so I was out.
And thankfully, he's doing a lot better. And
so much better.
Yeah,
thank you,
great.
Everybody, for your prayers.
Back to this conversation about impact fees. Colton Wright kind of giving a little bit of the, hey, it could be a whole lot worse. Consider elsewhere in Florida.
It's interesting. You've got this chart, and it shows if this goes into play, Santa Rosa County would be fifth lowest. And you look at some of the other counties that are significantly higher, well over $5,000, $10,000, all the way up past $25,000. Osceola County is they're over $25,000 per resident. That's pretty crazy when you think about those dollar amounts. But if you look at Orange County, Pasco County, and some of these other counties, though, even Polk at around 12 to 13, they seem like really high dollar amounts, and I would never support those. But if you stop and just kind of take a step back and you visit some of those communities and look at what they look like and look at their infrastructure, they're a lot further along than we are.
Which, what he's saying, of course, is that, you know, they do charge a lot. It's outrageous. Then again, they've done pretty well with that money. You know, they haven't done nothing or shown nothing for it. And so there is a good balance somewhere to be had, in that if you want to fix these infrastructure issues and plan for infrastructure for even just current permitted growth, let alone future growth, you know, you're going to have to do something. That money's going to have to come from somewhere. Kerry Smith.
I've lived in Central Florida and some of these high-end, and that's out of control, some of the amounts that they're charging. But at the same time, you know, they've got a pretty stout infrastructure in place, and it's very, you know, do we want to pay that kind to get to that? No, I don't want to pay that kind of impact fees. I don't think these are tough impact fees, and I think we've got things to look at as far as carving out for affordable housing. We've got to define affordable housing.
Yeah, the weird thing about all this is that on the one hand, Santa Rosa County generally is against any form of a new tax, right? Like, the tax measures keep getting voted down again and again and again. On the other hand, if you can blame the new people, you know, you've got some hope, because there's a kind of a against the new people-ism that does seem to sort of be allowed. But remember, just because we're expanding home capacity isn't always new people. Often it's people who are here and are advancing out of rent, or their kids who go out on their own, or, you know, new families. And we don't really want to be inhospitable to them. Sometimes it's military folks as well. Ray Eddington pointed this out.
Impact fee. Right now, these young couples cannot afford a house, even if we add impact fee. That's just more. We got to figure another way to help these people to buy homes. I know Mr. Parker, he's real estate, and Mr. Smith. We got to work together and try to figure out how we can help these young couples to afford a home here.
So one of the things that you see this both from Ray Addington and from James Calkins, sometimes in different directions, is like a desire to want a certain outcome without a real solution for that outcome. You know, James Calkins wants to cut costs. Okay, great. How do you solve for infrastructure? Ray Eddington wants to make housing more affordable. Great. How do you solve for, you know, like, if you're going to be building new homes, you're going to encourage people to live here, and they are living here, moving here. How do you solve this problem? Because feeling the pain of the high housing, I get it. Me too. I do too. You know, and certainly I hate to see that happen to people. On the other hand, what's the solution? Like, what's the answer? Because simply expressing a sympathy with the problem is not really adequate enough. Sabrina White, you know, she's the planning director, I think. Anyway, she gave a good perspective that I hadn't been thinking about. Remember how Commissioner Colton Wright had said these fees are a lot less than they had been in the past? And she says, well, you know, actually there's a reason for that.
You pointed out the fee in 2005. Compared to the fee now. And I just wanted to make the point that in 2015, the board at that time talked about diversification of revenues. And one of the things that was a result of those discussions was the half cent that we have in place now. And so that half cent is what is reducing the impact fee now. So that's part of that factor.
So LOST has been the reason you could afford to have lower impact fees now or not have them at all for quite a while. Now, I kind of get on Calkins because, like I said, he kind of represents the conclusion sometimes that conservatives hold, but he doesn't seem to have worked out the real philosophy of conservatism. And I'll give you an example of that is right here. I don't like the proposed impact fees, not because of the impact fee itself per se. That part doesn't bother me. I think it actually probably makes sense, although I have lots of questions about the right way to fund things like road construction, because really it ought to be based on use. And use is different from a lot of other things. So, and I'm not sure about some, but if we're going to do impact fees, okay, I'm willing to entertain that. But I hate the idea that the person who has the bigger house is supposed to pay more. Now, it's not much more. You know, it's a $2,250, I think, compared to $1,900. It's only $350 more. But what does having a larger square foot house have to do with putting a higher demand on roads and parks? People in the bigger houses typically don't have bigger families. They just have bigger houses. They're typically older. They probably don't have kids anymore. They typically actually have smaller families. The issue is road demand, right? How many cars are you putting on the roads? And smaller homes, in fact, often smaller homes are the ones where, you know, younger families that may well have kids that are either below age or going to drive soon, right? Those are usually the homes that are putting the demand on the roads. And I don't know why we have this, I'll call it socialist notion, that we should tax people who have a bigger home just because they have a bigger home. Oh, I get you're going to try to raise the money somehow, but that doesn't justify to me. And that's the kind of thing that a conservative would look at, if you were genuinely a thoughtful, principled conservative, would look at that and say, well, that doesn't make sense. It's kind of like the thing where that we're going to charge mobile homes less because, you know, new mobile homes. Well, mobile homes are cheap, but the people who live in them demand put stress on the roads at least as much as most homeowners. And when it comes to law enforcement, you actually have lower end of the scale putting a higher demand on law enforcement because it's not the nice neighborhoods where the cops have to go all the time. So, you know, thinking about who should pay and the idea that, well, we're going to make the wealthier pay more, that's not a conservative notion. And yet that seems to have slipped into this whole conversation. So that's like, I think if Calkins were really conservative, that would be his reaction point is, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are you making wealthy people pay more when they actually underconsume the services and the infrastructure that they create? 437, that create the demand for. 437-1620, 437-1620. Feel free to disagree with me. That's always encouraged here at the show. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. One of the things that, I don't know, you just kind of do this as a, I don't know, an experiment. You know, you always hear me talking about them. You always hear Dave Ramsey talking about them. But I want you to pay attention to all the people driving around you all the time who are also talking about them because you see bumper stickers and license plate frames. And I sometimes do this as a almost like a dare, like pay attention and see how many you count in a day. And if I tell you to do that, like the first day, you probably maybe don't notice any or one. And then by day two, like tomorrow, you're like, oh, there's a couple more. And by day five or day three, you're like, oh, my God, they're everywhere. It feels like everybody's driving. And I know because I pay attention to this, too. And that's my point. These are all also recommendations. Those are satisfied neighbors and coworkers and people who live in this area who also have been satisfied with their experience at Frontier Motors because, well, they kept the bumper sticker and the license plate frame in their car. So when I talk about Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them the bumper sticker sent you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run.
I'm gonna take this here country song and I'm gonna whop you upside of your grunge music better than the original artist did it, or at least as good as. I wouldn't say better than. And there's not a damn thing you're gonna be able to do about it. That's my Billy Jack slash Johnny Cash slash Soundgarden commentary for the day. Nice. It's, I mean, look, the Soundgarden is fantastic, but the Johnny Cash is pretty dang good. I mean, you gotta, no? Okay. All right, whatever. 626 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
If we taking a look right around the area, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. I-10 east and westbound clear. No issues with any on or off ramps. I-110 north and southbound traveling at posted speeds as well. If you have a traffic tip, though, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've noticed some changes maybe with your folks, okay, that they're just having more trouble doing stuff like, you know, cooking and cleaning and taking care of the bills. Maybe it's driving. Maybe it's what they call activities of daily living, like bathing and dressing and grooming and toileting. And maybe you're helping. And maybe the help has got to be a lot for you, like too much for you. And you notice it's kind of exceeding your ability. This is why you start having a conversation about, hey, maybe assisted living is right. And look, I know you probably, if you don't know much about this arena, you think I'm never putting my folks in a nursing home. Assisted living is not that. It's actually very different from that. It's meant to give them as much independence as they can possibly have while still getting them the basic help that they really do need, okay, so that they can live as independently as possible. And even once you realize, like, that's the conversation to have, then what? Well, there's so many local places where this can happen, and how do you pick between them? That's why you call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. He is an expert about all of the different options. He knows exactly this process, and he can help you and your loved ones figure out the right next step. I mean, he understands, and there's no charge for him for his services whatsoever. 712-0887. Check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former Attorney General Bill Barr says he's willing to testify against former President Trump. Barr was on CBS's Face the Nation recently. He said he told Trump, quote, in no uncertain terms that there was no evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. The last former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with George Floyd's 2020 death will be sentenced today. Tu Tao will be in court today to find out his punishment. He was convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. Tao is the fourth of the four officers charged. He's already in prison on a 3.5-year sentence for depriving Floyd of his civil rights. And Olympic champion Simone Biles made a return to competitive gymnastics over the weekend in Illinois in her first competition since 2021. She performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the night, beating out several of her former Olympic teammates and qualifying for the Nationals later on this month.
This is such good news because she's been out of gymnastics for, what, 2 years, I think it is? At least a year. And, you know, typically at that level of competition, you don't drop out of the sport and come back. It just doesn't work that way. And she had the twisties where she'd get disoriented and she'd land wrong. You know, she had several of those high-profile misses on landings. I mean, by her standards, misses. By most people's standards, still amazing. But, you know, she was having this unavoidable disorientation going on when she was doing the complex, you know, twisting and spinning and flipping. Anyway, so that she's back, that she's competing, and that she's back to dominating in competition, it's just, I mean, it's great. She's the greatest. She is amazing to watch. So I'm very, very encouraged by this news. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Very interesting story involving Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, the county, the former medical director, Ramey Edler, and Jonathan Owens in Escambia County. We'll talk to him about it coming up next. And the FBI, by the way.
Gelosi, former President Trump's legal team has until 5 p.m. today to respond to the protective order requested by special counsel Jack Smith to limit Trump's public comments as the January 6th case proceeds. Meanwhile, the former president has some requests of his own. He wants the judge to recuse himself and change the venue. Trump also could be facing charges in Georgia related to the 2020 election, but on Friday he said, bring it on.
One more indictment and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
Gas prices holding firm from yesterday at $3.82 a gallon, according to AAA. Still, prices at the pump are nearly 30 cents higher than they were a month ago. Why?
Saudi Arabia's decision to extend its oil production cut enacted last month into September.
Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31. News Radio 92.3. Boy, is it hot this morning. 83 degrees right now in Pensacola. That heat index pushing close to 100 degrees right now. The body of a swimmer that went missing in Orange Beach was found in Perdido Pass yesterday morning. The swimmer was a 26-year-old man. He first disappeared into the waters in Orange Beach on Saturday evening. Another beachgoer attempted to rescue the man, but was not able to. Now, that man did safely get back to shore. A multi-agency search turned up no results Saturday night. The swimmer's body ultimately found early on Sunday morning. Milton City Development Director Ed Spears filing a 16-page human resources complaint against City Clerk Don Molinaro, who recently was the target of a special city council meeting where she narrowly kept her job. Spears' complaint alleges a hostile work environment. City Attorney Alex Andrade says that Milton's mayor, Heather Lindsay, also attempted to insert herself into that investigation. Andrade did recommend the city council terminate Molinaro's employment immediately. And News Radio has a full text of that complaint made available on both social media and the News Radio website. A Florida man recently rescued from the Atlantic Ocean said to be in good spirits after he was missing for almost 2 days.
Charles Gregory's mother is thankful he was found alive.
We cannot thank the Coast Guard, Fire Rescue, St. Augustine, everybody, the paddle boarders, everybody. We just want to say thank you so much.
The U.S. Coast Guard says an air crew spotted Gregory floating in a small boat roughly 12 miles offshore on Saturday. His family reported him missing Friday after he didn't return from an early morning fishing trip. I'm Trey Thomas.
Well, SpaceX celebrating this morning. The company successfully launched a Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral last night. Liftoff reported at 9:41 last night, that rocket carrying another 22 Starlink satellites to help with their plan of spreading high-speed internet. Reaction from the community after PPD announced 4 arrests related to that recent string of anti-Semitic vandalisms.
I think there's always a concern that instances like this could happen and somebody not be found or held accountable. So we're glad that there's vigilance and follow-through to find out what really happened.
And that is Dan Heck, the congregation member from one of the local synagogues that was targeted in those vandalisms. PPD arrested 17-year-old Waylon Fowler, 15-year-old Wyatt Fowler, 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry, and 18-year-old Kessler Ferry last Friday. Officers say all 4 now face hate crime charges. PPD has been searching for the vandals for weeks. At least 8 locations around the area were hit with incidents that ranged from hateful graffiti to bricks being thrown through synagogue windows. 6:34 News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the 5s. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much right now. Looks like everything is running smoothly. Thank God. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. Burgess, Olive also clear. Davis Highway clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Brent, and Fairfield. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center. We're going to be seeing a very hot day today. Temperatures warming up near 97 degrees, feeling much warmer. Excessive heat warning in effect for today. Be safe in the heat. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81 degrees. For Tuesday, 50% chance of rain, but still getting quite warm with a high near 96. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we have 83 degrees in Pensacola, and yes, that heat index has now pushed past triple digits. We're up to 101 for the heat index right now in Pensacola. 84 in Gulf Breeze, heat index there even warmer at 103, and Milton, get ready for this, the heat index in Milton at 105 right now. It's only 635. Goodness.
My gosh.
It's terrible, isn't it? Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Interest rates are at their highest level in 22 years, yet the Federal Reserve may have to go even further to rein in inflation. That's the word from Fed Governor Michelle Bowman. At an industry conference in Colorado over the weekend, she said she expects additional rate increases will be needed to bring inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Troubled electronics and energy giant Toshiba has announced a $14 billion buyout offer that would take the company private. The bid is led by a group of major Japanese banks and companies. Toshiba has been tarnished by scandals in recent years, most notably the 2011 meltdown at a nuclear plant in Fukushima. Toshiba supplied two of the failed reactors at that plant. On Wall Street, the market is trying to start the week on a positive note. Futures are higher coming off last week's losses, which drove both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 to their worst weeks since March. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Sonia Duckett with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I know over the last couple of months we'd have a disproportionate emphasis on Santa Rosa County and the city of Milton in particular because they've been having meetings. I mean, Escambia County has barely had any meetings, and they cancel all their committees of the whole. They're going to have one coming up to deal with apartment complex issues and parking regulations and things like that. If they have, they just canceled another one. So it's been a year since we've had a committee of the whole. All that is my way of saying this is why I haven't talked as much about Escambia County politics in the last month or two. Oh, but that is about to change. That is about to change. Jim Little at the PNJ has an article out this morning detailing a records request for all of the texts off of Jeff Bergosh's personal phone, on which he's apparently doing county business a lot, in conjunction with lawsuits being brought by the former medical director, Ramey Edler, and Jonathan Owens, who has gotten basically dragged into all of this stuff. He joins us by phone now. Jonathan, who used to be the chief of staff for Doug Underhill when he was a county commissioner. Jonathan also ran against Jeff Bergosh unsuccessfully for the District 1 County Commission seat 3 years ago, and he is with us now. Jonathan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, just when you think it's, you know, all the problems are over here, Scamby's like, hold my beer. tell me, you tell me, what is the backdrop to this story? How did we get to where we are now, where there's an investigation and all kinds of other stuff going? Tell me what you know and tell me how we got here.
Well, gosh, it's so much to put in a short show for you. Like you said, hold my beer. Escambia County will come through again for you. The medical director, obviously, as you referenced, the article has a lawsuit going, and I was asked for a statement or an affidavit to provide to Dr. Edler's attorneys, and I did, and in that statement and after that statement, there was a conversation about any other information related to the case at all. I said, well, you know, I have a thumb drive that showed up in my office that has lots of public records on them, and they seem to be from Commissioner Bergosh's personal cell phone. So I sent them over to Dr. Edler's attorneys, and that was sometime last year. I don't remember the exact date. And then that was really much it. Didn't really think much more about it. Well, fast forward, and here we are. Jim Little's writing an article about that, and all kinds of motions and things have been filed in the case to try to block Dr. Edler's attorneys from using those public records, and That's pretty much how we got to where we are today. This thumb drive showed up in my office sometime last year when I was still an employee of the county. I assumed it showed up in several people's offices. As things showed up over the years of the 8 years that I worked with the Board of County Commissioners, I mean, we had file folders show up of negative things against political activists. We've had, as you probably famously remember, a box showed up for Commissioner Bergosh of as a prank.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of things that showed up in the office. I don't know if we could have that conversation on your morning show if we want to keep it PG. But anyway, things showed up over the years. So I assumed this showed up in my office just like it showed up in other people's offices. So to me, it was something showed up in the office. It was a public record. And that was it. So That's how we got to where we are today. There are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of text messages on there after me going through them, in relation to county business, things that conversations during meetings between individuals.
I'm curious. So you have this thumb drive shows up with what appear to be what would be public records, anything that would be on Jeff Bergosh's personal cell phone that would be talking about county business, right? Anything that's dealing with any personal matter that's unrelated to county business is a private record, but anything that would be dealing with, for example, Ramey Edler's employment or OLF 8 or, hiring and firing decisions, anything along those lines, that would be from, you know, anybody that would deal with county business, that would be a public record. So that's going to, I assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, it's a mixture of public records and private records on his phone. Is that right? At least that's what you thought 100%. It was.
Yes, 100%. That is, it's a mixture of public and private records.
So how, I mean, how did it come to exist in the first place? Because I'm pretty
confident
Jeff Bergosh didn't just come to your office and give you a copy of his phone. So,
Right. I have no idea. A thumb drive showed up in my office, and that's what I know. That's how it came into existence.
Okay, so
at least in my possession. I mean, like I said, it could have shown up in everyone's office,
right?
Because, like I said, we've had folders show up in our offices over the years of, you know, people, you know, wanting to get information out to the public, and I guess it's, you know, it was up to each individual commissioner's office whether to disregard it or do something with it.
Yeah, and so what did you do with it? I mean, when you got it, you apparently opened it and read it. I'm very curious to know what you saw. But what did you do at that point? I mean, did you contact IT? Did you contact law enforcement? Did you just hang on to it? Did you, you know, what did you do at that point?
I just held on to it.
Okay. I'm dying to know what's on it.
There's no policy.
I'm going to definitely make a public records request to get a copy because, you know, anything that's done on the phone is a public record. Commissioner Bergosh says, I guess in this article, he said that he brought his phone. It was his personal phone in. He brought the phone in for work by a county IT before he was going on a vacation because the phone had been acting up and he wanted to make sure. This is his account from Jim Little, is that, you know, he wanted to make sure those public records were preserved, you know, and not just at the whim of him having them on his phone when he's overseas or whatever. So he recognizes that they're public records, you know, to the extent that you believe that particular account of it, that would at least validate the fact that they are public records. Why does the county want to prohibit them? I mean, if they're public records, what's the issue?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea why they would want to prohibit them, other than, you know, there may be some things in there that are detrimental to other things that are county related.
Okay.
I don't know. It will be interesting to see how the judge rules in this, because it's really similar to a previous case of county records against the guy I used to work with, former commissioner.
Yep.
It will be interesting to see.
Hey, we're talking to Jonathan.
And, you know, you could go back.
Just a second, okay. Jonathan. We'll come back to you in a second because I want to get a quick traffic on the files before we continue. Candy?
Come on, man. Come on, Jonathan. Disabled vehicle, I-10 westbound at exit 22. There's a safety truck on scene with cones. And then almost right on the other side of I-10, it's east. Disabled vehicle, I-10 east at mile marker 23. So the right shoulder is blocked. Other than that, good to go. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620. This is brought to you by FDOT. And make sure you're prepared. It's hurricane season. Keep FL511.com. Your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after the storm. Message from FDOT 648.
All right, thanks so much. Back to Jonathan Owens talking about this case that the PNJ has a good story on this morning of the public records on Jeff Bergosh's personal cell phone that were somehow or other delivered to Jonathan Owens when he worked for Commissioner Underhill at the county and now have been brought up in the Ramey Edler lawsuit against the county, and the county is trying to squash those records for reasons that we're still not quite sure about. Jonathan, I kind of interrupted you. You were about to say something, though. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that Commissioner Bergosh at the time thanked county staff in a meeting publicly on February 10th for recovering his personal phone, and he claimed responsibility for it. You know, thanks to county staff. So he used county resources, county employees to recover his personal phone. And all of those records on it, in my opinion, of course, it's not up to me to have an opinion that, you know, that's legal. They all became public record when you used county resources. I mean, this would be the equivalent of saying I got my oil changed on my car because I was using county business. Now, you and I and anybody else in the public would say, well, that's not right. But, you know, when I first started at the county attorney, Allison Rogers, told me, she said, it's not the vehicle of which you receive a public record, but the content of that record is whether it's a public record or not. So whether it was on his personal phone or county phone or on a piece of paper, on a bar napkin, on whatever, it became a public record. I mean, the whole drive, in my opinion, became a public record when it showed up in my office. I mean, how could it not be? It was in my office.
Right. So the story mentions the FBI, and Jeff Bergosh says he doesn't want to comment because there's an active investigation. I mean, has the FBI contacted you?
No. The only person who has contacted me is the IT director, current IT director, Scott McDonald, asking me about this thumb drive. And I said, he said, how did I get it? And I'm telling you the same story I would tell him or anyone else. It showed up in my office. And that's it. That's how I ended up with this.
So why is the FBI involved?
Contacted me.
I mean, this doesn't sound like an FBI issue to me, but I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing.
Well, many people have many different opinions on the FBI.
That's fair.
You watch national news.
Yeah.
That's no way a slight against them in any way. But why the FBI would be involved in something as minuscule as this, based on the filings by Commissioner Bergosh and what the article says, is that I obtained these things illegally. So I'm assuming, and this is an assumption, that a complaint was filed with the FBI or law enforcement or FDLE or someone that these files were illegally removed from a county server. That's a guess.
Okay.
That would, in my opinion, that would be the only way that law enforcement would be involved in this, that something was illegally removed. Well, I mean, I had nothing to do with anything illegal.
You received the thumb. Yeah. All right. So the question I've been delaying asking, what's on them? What does it say about what kind of county business is being done on Jeff Bergosh's phone? Which, by the way, I think most every elected official, may not be all, but most every elected official does some degree of business, official business, on their personal cell phone. Just these days, it seems impossible to avoid. But the point is, you're supposed to turn that over. That's supposed to become a public record. And at the very least, if anybody asks, you're supposed to provide it, right? That's sort of the basics of where we are.
Right. And I went through that whilst working with Commissioner Bergosh at the time. I mean, there's an active lawsuit right now over Facebook messages that David Baer has filed against Commissioner Underhill, former Commissioner Underhill,
right,
in regards to the contents of his text message, or the context of his Facebook message.
Right.
So if those are considered public records, public business on Commissioner Bergosh's personal cell phone are definitely considered public records. And to your point, what all is on there? I would say do a public records request ask the county for any of the communications on Commissioner Bergosh's cell phone having to do with county business. I mean, that's
all right.
Well, I'm not the one that should determine what public records are, right?
No, and that's fair, right? That's, there might be privilege, there might be certainly personal, you would expect. There might be things that, are legally protected. There's all kinds of categories of information, and that would, I assume, be up to the county attorney to make that decision. But yeah, I mean, I'll definitely call Allison later today and, make the request, and then, she'll give me what we get, and we'll find out from there. Okay. All right.
I will tell you this. There are communications between Commissioner Bergosh and a former county employee on there that ended up getting a lawsuit and a settlement that is also currently in the news right now in regards to Pam Childers.
Hmm. Okay.
The payment for
the ICMA thing.
The payment for the settlement for Silver.
Oh, the Silver case. Okay. All right.
Yep. So there is communication, lots of communication between Commissioner Bergosh and Silver, the former county employee, in those text messages.
All right. Well, we'll without being able to get more at the moment, we'll get more when we get the records request fulfilled, assuming that we can get it. Jonathan Owens. Interesting stuff. The FBI. All right, Jonathan. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the time this morning, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.
6:54 on News Radio 92.3. I'm amazed, Andrew McKay. Maybe I should.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I'm not working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.82. Same in Florida. Mississippi has $3.32. California has $5.07. In Navarre, computer. You're killing me, computer. 353 east and 349 west at the Walmart. 345 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 352 at the CEFCO in Milton. 349 at the P. Ridge Murphy. 357 if you wait until the second or the third station there going through Pace, going into Port Pensacola. 346 at the Walmart on 9 Mile. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then we got 339 coming in from the southwest side at what used to be the TNC and is now the Gas and Go on Navy Boulevard. Oh, man. Candy's back with us. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Sure do. And we're watching. It's actually right now just a couple of disabled vehicles and kind of near the same spot, too, on I-10 and I west inbound and eastbound. Disabled vehicle I-10 west at exit 22. There's a safety truck on scene with cones right now. And another disabled vehicle on I-10 east at mile marker 23. So the right shoulder is blocked as they work on that too. If you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I have been so bad at time management that literally David is up against the clock now. No time for future news. You have a quick newscast for us, David?
Well, hey, there could be a new national monument coming to Arizona soon. The Washington Post reporting President Biden is considering designating 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon to protect it from uranium mining. The new monument would be, it would make the ban on uranium mining there permanent.
Very good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You'll have more local news coming up right after Fox next.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade, weekdays 11 to 1, is News Radio 92.3, WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
We've got some community reaction to the recent arrests of four teenagers after the anti-Semitic vandalisms. Also, a missing swimmer's body was found over the weekend. Those stories and more after this update from Fox.
He asked to respond to a judge. He wants off his case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump has 9 hours left
to explain a Truth Social post he made on Friday that prosecutors say was a threat. It's the post where he said, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." So now the prosecutors want a protective order against the Trump team, which is not a gag order, but it would prevent him from posting about judges and witnesses and lawyers and evidence the government is sharing with the defense in this case.
Fox's Peter Ducey, the former president, wants this judge removed in the trial, moved out of Washington, posting again on social media, there's no way he can get a fair trial with this judge in what he calls a ridiculous freedom of speech, fair elections case. A fourth Trump indictment may be looming in Georgia, also related to the 2020 election. Barricades in place outside a courthouse. Trump lawyer Alina Haba tells Fox Sunday Morning Futures.
If you look at the barricades, the fact that she's got her PR team doing fresh pictures for her, it's a good indicator that Fannie wants her moment.
Speaking about Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis, and when asked about the case, Willis told Fox 5 in Atlanta, simply, quote, "We're ready."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. It is sentencing day for Tu Tao, another ex-Minneapolis police officer convicted in George Floyd's murder on aiding and abetting charges.
He was the man killed while being forcibly restrained by police in May of 2020, sparking months of protesting. Tao is being sentenced on state-level crimes, but he's already spent more than 3 years in federal prison for depriving Floyd of his civil rights.
Fox's Eben Brown. Three people killed when a charter bus crashed on a highway near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, just before midnight. Dozens of other passengers injured. Two wild firefighting helicopters collided in midair in Riverside County, California. One landed, the other crashed, killing three, a CAL FIRE chief, a captain, and a pilot. America's listening to Fox News.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Starting August 22nd, the U.S. dollar may have new competition from a new global supercurrency backed by Russia and China. And if the dollar plummets, your retirement could follow. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 98.